Texas Tornado with Freddie Fender, Doug Stein, and Augie Meyer. Now here's your host, Jerry Jeff Walker.
Thank you all very much. It's fiesta time here in Austin, Texas, and tonight we've got the Texas Tornadoes.
If you've got the Camaro, I got my Camaro. Just flash some cash, buy some gas, off we'll go. Bring all of your pesos, I'll supply all the pesos. Go and buy some cerveza and ride up the mesa and watch the sun go down. If you've got the dinero, oh, I got my Camaro. Go and buy some cerveza and ride up the mesa and watch the sun go down. Ready? If you got the dinero, oh, I got my sombrero. Go to Yoka Maquero, down to Laredo, have a good time. If you got the dinero, oh, I got my Camaro. Go and buy some cerveza, ride up the mesa, watch the sun go down.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here. We're very honored tonight to have two of the finest, you know, Texas known for the twin tenors. And we got two of the best from the West Side Horns, Mr. Louis Bustos. Louis Bustos. And Mr. Cass Kazanoff.
I've been looking, seeking, searching. Like fighting at home. Is anybody going to San Antonio? Phoenix, Arizona. Any place is all out of zone. It's not it's I never know. No,
with Jerry Jeff Walker.
Thank you all very much. I listened to a segment where I like to talk to the musicians a little bit about what the music is. We've got Doug and Augie and Freddie here. And just try to find a little bit something about where all the music comes from and why the pieces all go together. And I guess Doug's the link here to find out what's happened. Somewhere has it started in Vancouver?
Yeah, actually, I was in my little hideaway out in British Columbia, and I, for years, was thinking about some kind of Tex-Mex thing that could, you know, it was like a timing thing when the Beatles came, and you know what I mean, everything has its time, and it just seemed like it's getting time for one of those kind of Tex-Mex things, and Freddie had a deal that didn't quite work out. Me and Augie had already been playing together. And Flacco, of course, we've made records with. And then just kind of, Warner's was kind of looking at the same time for a type of act, you know.
It's a good combination. It seems real logical when you hear it now. Yeah. But, you know, it's the coming together. And I know you all been friends. You do jam and pick. And what might have been like a first song you tried to see if all the music fit on? Or had you been doing it over the years?
Well, you know, it actually goes back some of it. You know, I first knew Freddie, I was 17 years old when I seen Freddie. And
I thought I was 17 years old.
It really changed my whole life, man. Like, we did a show in San Antonio, and I was, my record was number 3, you know, I thought I was a hot shot, 17 years old, with the top 5
record. Well, you were.
And he was number 1, you know.
All right, a little history.
And when he had a white Cadillac in the day with his manager. When he got out of the car, it was like the Mexican Elvis, you know, the chick started screaming. And I said, man, That dude's bad, you know what I mean?
I can't believe what this guy is talking about. When I went to San Antonio, my song was number 1 in KTSA. It was 1959, I think, right? And this little kid comes over to my Cadillac trying to get in there. Okay? He said, hey, man, my name is Doug Salmon. I got a record on Harlem Records. And it's called Cry, Cry, Cry.
Well,
my manager, my manager started paying attention to him. I was drinking a bottle of whiskey, man. But before you know it, man, we got real close to Doug, where did I sleep at your aunt's house?
Yeah, yeah. We crashed over there.
It was at aunt's house, okay? Yeah. My manager was Wayne Duncan. He done passed away. He was a real lanky looking guy with a cowboy boot. He used to have a whiskey bottle in his boot and a 45 in the other one.
So colorful.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Typical Texas guy, right?
His aunt's house was uphill, okay? Uh-huh. And me and him went to bed. We've been partying all night. And my manager stuck his boots out the window and his hat on his face and went to sleep. And the car started going down real slow. Oh, my God. And he hit a curve.
Yeah.
But if it wouldn't have been for that little curve, man, he'd probably hit Rio Grande Valley or something.
Let's get back to the music.
Right, well, you were talking about them, so I'll just go on a progression now. So now comes 1964. Augie's playing a band called Denny Esmond the Goldens. we have a little band, and we play a gig with the Dave Clark Five in San Antonio. And we were blown away at the little chili bowl haircuts, their high boots, and, hey, man, pip, pip, you know, and all this jive, right? So we just completely were blown. That's the next rail, after Elvis, right? So we wanted to be, you know, like a, Animals or Dave Clark Five or something, you know? Then came the Sir Douglas Quintet, you know?
Yeah.
And that was a... Well,
what I wanted to go back to was the fact that we've all thought about what the Tex-Mex sound should be here. Joe Ely had the accordion, the concertina in his early tapes, and then he kind of went more digital. And so it's been waiting to happen. So yeah. I think you're the ones that have really stepped on it and done it. So
Well, we could do it without the people, though. So that's the thing. You know, we're really, you know, at this point, I mean, this might sound like a hobby, but we're really still a people's man. I mean, when we're playing... And, you know, especially with Freddie and Flaco and the, you know, Spanish people, they wait to meet them and they're so nice to everybody. And, you know, the old hippies all come to see me from Frisco and Soap Creek and Haight-Ashbury
and Vancouver
and
Sweden.
Vancouver and Sweden and Toronto. You know. So, I mean, it's really a cross-section of Americana, you know.
Okay. Well, good.
I love that part about
it. Well, let's get on with making some more music.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Gentlemen, I like to do a little song that I wrote back in 59 when I was a child prodigy. A song entitled Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. I belong to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for me? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, praying for you only. My life Why should I
Flower Power days, we're all going to California. Everybody was on the way west.